Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian rebel group accused government forces of launching a deadly chemical attack on civilians in a rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta. And the Syrian American Medical Society says 35 people were killed. Reuters cannot independently verify reports of a chemical attack. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have attended funerals for well-known Palestinian journalists and others who were killed in the latest wave of border clashes. Health Ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip, that is. Nine Palestinians have died, they say, being shot by Israeli troops, the Israeli military maintaining the demonstrators were using the protest as a cover for violent acts against Israel. Avraham Berg is a former president of the Israeli parliament.
It's a place which is in such a deep misery, and out of it, hundreds of people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are marching. Most of them would like to go out of the catch-22 of the place. Most of them are about civil disobedience and a lot of nonviolence.
The demonstrations set to end in May are designed to commemorate when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians had to flee their land and were expelled during the war in 1948 that led to the creation of Israel. U.S. military lending more muscle to the fights in Afghanistan against the Islamic State in the north and against the Taliban in the south and west. Push comes as Afghanistan seeks to root out IS and convince the Taliban to end their differences over coming to the negotiating table. U.S. also says it has carried out 75 strikes targeting drug production facilities. This is VOA News. German special police raided an apartment in Munster where the suspect behind Saturday's van crash was believed to have lived. Authorities say a man drove a vehicle into a group of people sitting outside a popular restaurant, killing at least two, injuring several others. Then police say that he shot himself dead. A German newspaper reported that the perpetrator had psychological problems but had no terrorist background. The incident left witnesses all shaken up. This man saw it all.
I would say that when you experience something like this, and in such a small place like Munster or a smaller place, I would not go out. I won't feel so safe in cafes now.
The incident came 1 year after the truck struck five people, killed them in Stockholm. Air France employees went on strike again, happened Saturday, over salary demands, prompting flight cancellations, threw off holiday plans for many traveling to and from Paris. We go to Reuters' Lucy Fielder for our report.
Thousands of people have been left stranded or faced with cancelled flights as Air France employees went on strike on Saturday. While workers are striking over salary demands, the airline says 75% of its long-haul flights and 65% of its medium-haul flights to and from Paris-Charles de Gaulle would go ahead. Some disgruntled passengers stuck in Paris said the strikes were unjustified and blamed a sense of entitlement among French workers. Unions are calling for a wage increase of 6%. Air France employees, represented by 10 unions, have five more strike days planned this month alone.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who has been ordered to serve a prison sentence, surrendered to police late Saturday, one day after standing off with the police. They were ordered to arrest him. He's been convicted of bribery, given a 12-year prison sentence. Analysts are saying his time in prison likely will put an end to the political career of Brazil's first working-class president. De Silva's mass appeal propelled him to two terms as president between 2003, that is, and 2011, a period of strong economic growth and diminishing inequality in the country. When he left office, his approval rating was 83%. President Trump has expressed sympathy for the victims of a crash involving a bus carrying a Canadian junior hockey team that claimed 15 lives. Royal Canadian Mounted Police said 14 other people have been injured, three of them critically. A total of 28 people, including coaches and the driver, were on the bus at the time of the accident. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.